Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, we'll ask Coach first what he thought of him. Linus Allmark, he got a little bit more activity in this game, two periods going. Seemed like another strong game. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, first thing you do is look at the individual performances. I mean, we're primarily here to evaluate. And when you speak about Linus, you have to feel good about where he was at, made some great saves. There was some excellent goaltending at both ends of the rink, and I thought Linus really matched Anderson step for step, yeah.
For a good part of this game, it appeared Dylan Cousins might have been the best guy on the ice. Well, it just seemed like he was excelling and getting better as the game went on, wasn't he?
Well, we really saw in Dylan the last few days maturity. It's interesting how somebody with that much skill and personality is able to adjust in such a short period of time. You know, he started camp a little tentative and hesitant, and the last few days we noticed it already in practice that he was opening up a little bit and just playing his game, and tonight we saw a confirmation of that and what his ability is. I mean, the speed and some of the situations were exciting for all of us to watch.
And the biggest thing too, early in the game he had that play in front of the bench. There's no panic with the puck, even in the neutral zone, and that's not something an 18-year-old normally shows.
No, that's exactly the maturity we were seeing, you know, the comfort of being in this group, in the National Hockey League, at this level. And again, we saw not only the puck skills, but the foot speed that he brings to the game.
How about Tage Thompson early? Again, he created some good opportunities for you too. You'd like to see him put away some of those, but he seems to be creating in his two games that he's played.
Yeah. Well, Tage, just like the whole group, you know, after two periods, we were really in the room confirming the way they were playing. I thought the team played hard, competed hard. Tage was one of the individuals that ended up with some grade A scoring chances that we didn't bury. So, you know, the energy seemed to go out of the sails a bit in the third period, but we were quite pleased with the effort and intensity. And Tage is another one that's pushing hard here, and we can see some growth from last season for sure.
Is there a reason for why the third period wasn't the same?
I just thought the energy kind of went out. You know, they pushed hard early. We really played an aggressive pressure game, and it did create some chances. I thought that Toronto had to make adjustments for the pressure that we were giving. And once the energy left in the third period, and especially after the 3-0, but I thought that until that point, you know, we had an opportunity to turn this thing. But for me, it's also that we're practicing hard. We're practicing without, you know, any eye on the games. But so probably is Toronto. And with a goal, we might have had the energy to be able to complete the game in a better way.
With their third goal, was that a result of the aggressive nature with which you want to play? It just didn't kind of go.
I mean, it
way.
Just bounced over Jake. I mean, we were obviously pushing. We were asking everybody to push, and we gave the green light for risk, and you know, one bounced in the other way, but it was not because of a lack of effort or a lack of trying to turn the score, which is, you know, we'll take it that way.
The night started to go downwards for Henry. Did he get tentative after that once that started happening to him?
Yeah, I thought you know, he's another one that is feeling a bigger ball now. You know, we've got some injuries in the D. There's more opportunity and more pressure to fight for the spots. But overall, again, you know, with the six defensemen we had today, and you know, the way Toronto plays, I thought they dealt with it. And Henry, we were able to see the good sides of Henry too. And I think there's a lot to learn here, but a lot also to take with for him.
Expectations met with reality so far?
Well, I've told you all along, I mean, the scores are really secondary. Very, very pleased with the willingness to conform to what we're doing. We've got a whole new coaching staff. We've got all kinds of new principles and concepts going in. We're playing up against teams that are very comfortable in their skin and have had successful seasons in the past. So, you know, we're playing catch up against them. So when I look again at the first two periods and take the score out of the equation, we saw an effort in the direction that we want to see it. And we want to see the Sabres hockey. in the third game in our preseason. So, you know, we're pleased with that, and we're going to build on it tomorrow.
Thanks, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.